Hiring a good operator is better than sex. Yep, that's our subject line today. I'm Cody Sanchez with Contrarian Thinking, and this one I think is a good one. And when I say it's better than sex, I mean like almost any level of sex. I just handed off about 42 projects to our new head of business operations, and if you think I'm all hot and steamy about it, you'd be correct. There's nothing better than waking up to worker bees completing tasks while your head is all nestled into a pillow. My goal is to teach y'all how to hire and onboard operators. This past week was a pretty fantastic example of why. We closed our venture fundraise in 1 week for a small limit of $5 million raised, meaning we didn't want any more than $5 million. That was it. And we did it with one email and no phone calls. It still makes me tingly. Now, we might totally F this up, but our timing feels pretty phenomenal. I said I was raising to take advantage of the new pricing in the market, aka a market downturn. Then a week later, it happened. In the same week, we sold one company. We are in LOI stage to buy another one and take over a 50% partnership of another one. All of this is tiny compared to what the giants in our world do. This is where a lot of, but this is where a lot of you start asking how you can juggle so much. The only answer is I don't. I'm an excitably distractible human who likes to get things started from zero to one. I hit around 5 or 10 million in revenue and then bring in operators to take those companies to eight figures and beyond. The problem is you leave all the upside after product market fit off the table if you're just a zero to oneer. Thankfully, that zero to one is usually the hardest for most people. So finding an operator to run it from 1 to 100 million is actually pretty doable. The key is to find someone to take the work off your plate happily and who will also not, you know, royally fuck it up. Living the life you want as opposed to living for your business. It starts with finding my operator before I ever do a project. Case in point, I wanted to launch a venture fund, so I hired Kareem, consultant, curious, always finding weird ideas on the internet, who runs the fund with me. I wanted to launch a holdco for boring businesses, so I found John. Actually, to be fair, he found me, a boring biz operator, former national security operator, who is maniacally obsessed with SMBs, to run it. I wanted to launch an education business in M&A, so I found Ryan, a former website coder, teacher, and best-selling author who wanted to run the mastermind and business. Find the humans amongst the people. One of my favorite lines from Dune, find the builders and doers and give them the opportunity to create. Okay, so how do you find your operator? First of all, job boards are for amateurs. 1 hour spent writing well trumps 100 sloppily, lazily done job postings. If you have not the skill, copy other people's strategy to get the operators to come to you. Sean Purry is a master. Who else gets an intern role to get 162 retweets, dear Lord, for an unpaid job? You should look at the blog post. There's an example of this job description. It's brilliant. So what do I think is interesting about it? Well, it's not normal. He includes a piece of paper like a promise. His copywriting makes it feel like a golden ticket to mentorship, not a job. Never be three things in your operator searching: lazy, boring, or corporate. Then you'll go far. Build in public. Nothing attracts competence like competence. If you appear to run a well-thought-out team, operators will come to you. After all, what is the number one reason people leave jobs? Bosses that suck. Don't suck. Then you turn away bad hires. If you want to be miserable, try to be politically correct. Try to make everyone happy. Try to attract all the best talent. If you want to be successful, negative signals are just as much a win as positive signals. Case in point, my tweet on being completely uninterested in kids' soccer games for my employees or parents. What does this do besides trigger a bunch of middle-aged white dudes who love harkening back to their glory days via their children? Well, it brings people to me who are the opposite of normal. People who think disagreement is funny. People who question things. People who are not easily triggered. In my opinion, a sign of intelligence. People who think creatively and obsess on business. I want operators who live to work, not work to live. I want team members who can't sleep for the want of creating the world they want to see. Not people who bail early and say, thank goodness it's Friday, pass. Collecting humans. My real secret to finding good operators, surrounding yourself with interesting humans and saying this a lot. I'm always looking for great operators who want to run a business but need someone to back them with cash. I tell it to everyone I meet. I mention I buy businesses all the time. I tell the incredible host at the boutique hotel we are staying at. If you want to get something done fast, give it to a busy person. If you want to get into more deals, go to people who are already doing them. Here's what I say to my friends who are doing deals in case they want to let me into one they're running. If you're ever doing a deal and need money and an investor who never says the word value add but will be there if you need me, call me. Step two, you found an operator. Now what? I love stealing playbooks. I used to think that setting up someone for success was telling them all their tasks. Now I'm convinced I was dead wrong. It's making sure you help shape their values to align with your company's. Here's an example of a couple of pages from our Contrarian Thinking onboarding doc. First, I want them to know what we do here. So I talk about how we free minds and bank accounts, and there's an example of this. I want it to be so simple that when they explain it to a friend, they can't help but use our exact words, which are, we obsess on freeing minds and growing bank accounts. I want them to know what kind of humans we are here. I think the more specific you can be on values, the less you have to explain tactics. So I have a list, like, how do you know you'll fit in here? Small talk is a deal killer. You'd rather be disliked than be boring. Fast is never fast enough. You'd be more likely to podcast and brainstorm than Netflix and chill. You've got that AI gene. Tell me once and I learn from it. So all those are our values. If your operator is choosing to spend her most precious commodity, time, with you, you better deliver on making sure your values align with hers. At least that's my 2 cents. Also, I use a trial project. Everyone tests out their skills before they come to Contrarian Thinking or any of our teams. No one just gets an interview and hired. If you're not willing to put in some work up front, why do it later? If you don't really want it before you have it, will you want it more when you get it? Doubtful. I want people to come here because it's special. They are special, and we're going to build something special together. That's it. Now you know how to hire an operator. Next move is all yours. Also, you should check out the blog. The Not Boring section is pretty cool. It shows one of the companies that I invest in, and I think you're going to like it. It's called here.co.